Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is September 26, 2021. No segments for this episode, just talking about Florida State and the current situation with our football team. I do listen to other podcasts, and I don't like to criticize what they say or what they do, because most of these guys have more inside knowledge than I do. Some of them know more football than I do. But, you know, when somebody says, you know, this is a throwaway season and don't play Chubb or Purdy because it might offend AJ Duffy, I got a problem with that. First and foremost, what does it say to the fans when anybody says this is a throwaway season? I mean, even if it's just somebody that has no direct affiliation with the program. Come on, man. You know, this is not a throwaway season. Okay, every game you play to win the game. And you know, I just feel like you got to see what you got in Chubb or Purdy. Mackenzie Milton is just not the same guy that he was 3 years ago. He's just not. Limited mobility, limited throwing power, limited throwing accuracy. Like I said, if you're determined to keep Mackenzie Milton out there, you have to basically go to a West Coast type of offense where it's just 1-2-3, boom, it's out of your hands. Okay, you would have to get Cam McDonald more involved in the offense, and you just need more quick passes. Anything that is, you know, deep or elongated, It's gonna end in sacks, or he can't run. So when he tries to run, he's gonna, you know, they were saying the turf monster got him. He just can't run. That leg gave out on him. It wasn't no turf monster. He can't push off that leg. Thus, he can't get that ball down the field. Now that the final play to Parchman, you know, that was, he just threw that up. And, you know, the game to me didn't come down to that play. We lost this game on the third play of the game. On that cheap touchdown to, I believe the guy's name is Harold. You take away that touchdown, it's basically a tie game. And like I said before, you're going to see that play. That was a variation of the Jacksonville State play. You saw it in the Wake Forest game. You saw it in the Louisville game. I'm willing to bet anything I got that you're going to see that in the Syracuse game against Jarvis Brownlee. Every team is going to test Jarvis Brownlee deep. Okay, the defense started playing well when you got out of that single high safety look and kept two safeties high, and the linebackers and the defensive line decided, hey, we're going to play football. So whatever you did in the second half, from a coaching standpoint, to get these guys to play, there's no excuses now. We know they can play great defense. It's no excuses now. They shut Louisville out in the second half. So we know now that this defense can play great. Now it's just a question of, do you want to do it? It's not can you do it, it's do you want to do it? All right, so just no excuses going forward, man. The Chubb or Purdy is He has to be the best quarterback on the roster yesterday. I mean, today. I know yesterday I said Jordan Travis might be the best option, but he is and he isn't. Okay. He throws the deep ball very well. He's not really good at reading defenses, and apparently now he's scared to run because this isn't the same guy from last year who would just, you know, reckless abandon. So, you know, the offensive line played pretty well. You know, if I'm grading them out of 1 out of 10, I give them probably a 7. You know, they gave up some sacks. Mackenzie Milton created a couple of sacks. But all in all, when you run for 200-plus yards, you played a good game. And just, you know, having Scott back out there, they switched him to right tackle. I mean, he made all the difference in the world. Even Bavion Johnson played a good game. So, everybody's saying that the Syracuse game is a win. I don't think it is. I mean, it just depends on which Florida State team is going to come out and play. And, you know, you go back and you check my podcast from when Mike Norvell got hired. Pretty much I've been saying the whole time the hardest thing that he's going to have to do is to get these guys to play hard for 60 minutes. And that's pretty much what it is now. I mean, I think you have to put the right quarterback out there that's going to give you the best chance to win. You got 8 games left, so you telling me that you're going to flush 8 games down the toilet because you believe, and I'm not saying the coaching staff, I'm just speaking in general, you believe that if you put Chuba Purdy out there and he plays well, it might discourage A.J. Duffy. Well, I don't want A.J. Duffy on my team. If he's scared of competition, if he's scared to compete, because unless Chuba Purdy goes out here and he starts the final 8 games and throws for like 3,000 yards and 30 touchdowns, I mean, that's really the only way he's going to like lock up the starting position. But I just feel like he wouldn't do that, number one. Number two, you know, if you're a competitor, anywhere that A.J. Duffy goes, he's going to have to compete to be the starter. So if he's not willing to compete to be the starter, how can I expect him to compete on Saturdays? So, you know, I never subscribe to stick with Mackenzie Milton and see how this season goes. I mean, we've had one complete game of Mackenzie Milton. I'm not impressed. I'm really not. He's shown us, I don't see him improving from a physical standpoint. Now, you can design, like I said, if you're determined to keep him as a starter, you can scheme up some stuff, but you got to get the ball out of his hands quickly. You cannot do a 5-step drop with Mackenzie Milton. You cannot. All his stuff has to be 3 drops or quick screens or screens, and then you'll have something. But when you asking him to push off that right leg and push the ball down the field, you know that's not going to happen. Even when he was at UCF, he wasn't the greatest deep ball thrower. So, a part of the problem is personnel choices. The other problems are the schemes that they're running on offense. The only problem on defense is getting these guys motivated to play hard. But like I said, we've seen these guys play elite defense or great defense. I don't want to say elite. Georgia is playing elite defense. We're not on that level. We play pretty good defense. I won't even say great. I would say pretty good defense in the second half against Louisville. If you, as the defensive coordinator and the head coach and, you know, whoever, can get these guys to play hard like that for a complete game, you can win. You can win some games. Nobody on this schedule, with the exception of the Florida Gators, I think it's wide open now. Clemson can be beat. Miami can definitely be beat. And everybody else on this schedule is a winnable game. You're not going to beat Florida. They look really good. And I hate the Florida Gators, but they look really good. So that's really the only game that I feel like you have no chance. Every other game on this schedule, I feel like you have a chance. It's just which team is going to show up on defense. Which team is going to show up on defense and how they're going to scheme it up on offense for Mackenzie Milton. If you're going to keep him as a starter, I've said it several times now, you got to get the ball out of his hands quickly. You cannot ask that man to drop back 5 steps and push off that right leg and have any kind of velocity or distance on his throws. We've seen that he just cannot make those throws. When he's doing short to intermediate, he's pretty good. So this is on Mike Norvell to either put Jordan Travis back out there, scheme it up better for Mackenzie Milton, or just give Chuba Purdy a shot. And that's really it. Special teams were horrible. Special teams are horrible. Our kicker, punt returner. You gotta either impress upon Helton to not let. First of all, he fair caught a ball inside the 5-yard line on the last drive. I'm still trying to figure out why he did that. And then he let another one roll about four, you know, he let a punt turn into a 72-yard net gain. You need to focus more on special teams. I mean, obviously now we're in the market for a new kicker. Because this guy, I forget his name, he's just, I feel like anything beyond 50 yards, it's a toss-up. It's a coin flip. So, you know, we got a long way to go as a team, man. But I just feel like you got to, one, scheme it up better. One, put your best players out there. And three, motivate these guys to play hard. So, you know, that's really it. You know, this podcast is available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. You know, please do your research on everything as far as vaccines, the coronavirus, all that stuff. Be safe. Wear a mask. I really can't think of anything else to say. You know, I'm just a guy recording a show. I'm not trying to be like a football analyst or anything like that. I'm just a fan that speaks from the heart. So, I love this team. We suck. I'm not any less of a fan because I say we suck, but it is what it is. But, as always, thank you for listening, and go Noles.